section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Annual WrestleMania pre-show. You're in for a real treat tonight as we have two very special guests, Doug Hahn and Roger Cave, to join Andrew and Aaron as we go over the WrestleMania 32 matches. So let's get right into it. The first one we have is the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. Aaron, who's going to win this?
So they've been teasing that Big Show is going to get a second win on this, but my gut is actually saying Kane is going to walk away victorious.
Wow. I am going to go with a Vince McMahon favorite and go Braun Strowman. I feel like this is the way to rocket him up there.
All right, Doug.
I want to believe, but I'm actually going to go with Bray Wyatt wins this.
Ooh, Bray Wyatt. Okay. I'm actually going to go with Big Show.
Second year in a row, huh?
I think he's going to win it. He's going to win. He won't do it back to back because, of course, Cesaro won it last year. But yeah,
no,
I think
Big Show won it last year.
Cesaro won his first year.
Oh, my bad. For some,
he would be the finalist the third straight year, though.
Okay,
final two.
Yeah, so that's anyone else want? Do you guys want to talk about this match besides that?
Nope, I'm good.
Nope. All right, let's go.
I want to talk about it as much as WWE has talked about it, so we're done.
Okay, yep. So we have the Dudleys taking on the Usos, and Doug, who do you think is going to win this one?
I think they're going to give it to the Dudleys. I think you need to. Push them a little bit farther and a little bit higher. So get them back up in the main event status of the tag team titles.
All right, Roger, your thoughts.
I think this feud goes on for a while, but I think the Usos win this one. The Dudleys seemingly have gone over kind of every time they've run into each other, I think, feel like over the past month or two. So Usos get the win here in the pre-show.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, I agree. I would give this to the Usos just because, you know, it's on such a grand stage that they want to, have the Dudleys put over the Usos. I can definitely see Doug's point. You know, if I were to like rank this, I would say like 75% sure that the Usos would win. But you never know. I mean, they might do a swan song with the Dudleys, but my pick would be the Usos.
And I'm going to go with the Usos as well, because I believe that they'll win this. I think it's just because the Dudleys are going to put them over, but you never know. You know, the whole deal with the tables, you know, I wish, you know, this should be a tables match, and I hope they eventually say yes, it will be. But
didn't we say that like 6 months ago about a Dudley's match? It should be a tables match.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were teasing it. And then, you know, from everything I heard, there was no confirmation of a tables match. So unless I missed that, but I would love, love, love to see a table spot at least.
Are we going to make Doug do the howl since he's the lone wolf in the network style?
Yeah.
All right, Doug, you're the lone wolf.
All right. So
I have to howl every time I get the only one right.
No, it's just you're the only one making your pick.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right. So that goes over the pre-show matches. So let's talk about Team Lana and Team Bella. Aaron, who do you have here?
I'll do the Bella. You know, I mean, because after I saw Eva Marie joined, which is just like, I'm getting a headache, maybe even a tumor over this.
Red Queen.
Oh,
it's not a tumor.
Which, you know, as obviously we're going to be talking about in our, normal off the mark show. But man, seeing her on this, it's just they're trying to push her down our throats. This is definitely a Vince McMahon project. And so I see the total divas, you know, with Bella, Paige and Eva Marie going over.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of this match is. Doug?
I would go probably it's going to be Team Bella. I think this is a feel-good match and whatnot. And would you say Eva Marie is the Roman Reigns of the Divas division?
Oh, no.
I think she's worse.
I wouldn't insult Roman Reigns like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, legitimately, I don't think Eva Marie has a single redeemable quality. She doesn't have it like Roman Reigns. We understand why he's pushed. I have no idea why Eva Marie is pushed. She's not like smoking hot where I'm like, wow, I want to see her every time she comes on the screen. She can't talk or wrestle. Even her hair looks stupid. Like she is legitimately, if I had to grade her, she gets an F minus.
But she has huge tracts of land.
Yep. And they're as fake as her personality.
All right, Roger, who do you have in this one?
We'll be going to the bathroom during this match, but I'm going to say that Lana wins this one. She'll be the sole survivor. Or if it's not elimination, she'll get the pinfall.
All right. I'm going to go with the Bellas on this one. But yeah, if whoever wants a beer, we might as well say who wants a beer. And then half the crowd leaves.
I think you could see the entire stage. This might end up getting bumped to the pre-show.
I hope it does.
Yeah, I hope it gets bumped off the show completely.
I mean, yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, what has a better chance of getting bumped, this or Kalisto versus Ryback?
This.
Hopefully I would agree with that as well.
I can't tell you the last time I remember two women's matches on a WrestleMania.
I don't know if they've bumped women's matches so many times, yeah. You know, so.
Yeah.
I would hope that that 5-on-5 match is, actually, you know what? I got a question for you guys. Andy, over under 5 minutes, curtain to curtain.
Ooh. I was going to say 8 minutes, curtain to curtain. But,
so you're saying over.
Over, but not much. Just barely over.
Okay, Doug.
If it's single elimination, under.
And Roger.
Same with Doug. If it's single pinfall, think about 10 inches, just 30 seconds, three mm-hmm. minutes. Yeah, it'll be under.
Yeah.
Barely, but it'll be under 4.5 minutes.
I would agree.
All right.
And couldn't be happier for it.
All right.
So, Andy, your boy Kalisto versus Ryback for the U.S. title. Who do you got?
On this one, I'm going to say Ryback. I think Ryback will win this match. I think it's just it's easy one.
Doug, do you feel the same?
I think for the heel push with Ryback, they're going to have Ryback win.
All right. And Roger?
I do not concur. I actually think Kalisto will retain. And the reason why is that they haven't brought up the fact, unless I've missed it, that Kalisto beat Ryback in that Survivor Series tournament. Mm-hmm. And I think if Ryback was going to get the win, I think they would talk about how Ryback was looking for revenge, because they basically act like a big guy will always beat the small guy, even though Kalisto's already beat him. So I think they resent this as like a Rey Mysterio type upset.
Yeah.
So I think he'll win via some roll up out of nowhere, you know, inside cradle, something flashy.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Kalisto is going to win. I think Ryback is going to win the feud overall. He'll win the U.S. title. But it won't be until like Payback or Extreme Rules.
He might even beat Kalisto up after the match.
Yeah. Probably. Back. Yeah. But I think Kalisto probably wins this one, would be my guess.
All right. So Y2AJ, I'm sorry, not Y2AJ, but Y2J versus AJ Styles. Roger, who do you have in this match?
AJ Styles. Easy. I think this is one of the ones I'd say lock. I don't think you bring in AJ Styles. I mean, if they had Fandango go over Chris Jericho at WrestleMania a few years ago, I don't see AJ Styles taking the pinfall here. I wish they were in the ladder match, but.
And Doug, what are your thoughts?
Exactly. I mean, you can't have Fandango go for Y2J and then have AJ lose to him.
Yeah.
And, yep. And Aaron.
AJ and a lock. And I'll be really excited. This will be the first time I get to see AJ Styles perform for the WWE.
Yes.
Question for all of you. Do we see the Styles clash?
Yes, I think yes. We do.
And yep. Wait, the next question is, does Jericho take it properly?
Yeah, he took it properly last time. Well, yeah. He kicked out of it, though.
That's
not a hard move to take. It's a face bump.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's pretty easy. Belly face bump.
Yeah. But I think what we see here, not only do we see the Styles clash, I think we could even see Bloody Sunday.
That's Finn Balor's move.
Yeah, I know.
Finn Balor just
AJ did Styles it, was using it in NJPW.
Really?
Yeah.
The high angle DDT.
Yeah, he used that, and then he would do the Styles Clash.
Wow.
So ooh.
I think we might see some of his more like spiral tap here.
Oh,
I could see that happening. I don't think he'll use Bloody Sunday because Finn's been using it a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's won like 3 matches in a row with it. But I think we'll see something new besides the Styles Clash. I think we could see Spiral Tap, which I love. I love that move.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Aaron, do you what move has to be done, though, in this? Because there's no gimmick on this, and we've seen him wrestle on Raw for free 3 times now. What do they have to do to make this so it's more of just a match? I mean, do we have to see something crazy here, or does it just have to be a good match?
I think this is going to be a clinic. I think this is what we are going to see here. We are going to see the equivalent of watching back in the day, like Benoit and Guerrero sort of thing. That's what I think we're going to see in this match here. And I'm going to this is the match that I will be glued to the seat for, you know, like I'm going to like eyeballs are just like focused in on this. You know, there's a lot of matches I'm really excited to see. But this is one, the wrestling fan in me, Jericho was my favorite wrestler in high school when WCW was doing well. Then obviously when he went to WWE, and AJ Styles has been my favorite wrestler for the past 10 years, I would say. So I get to see two of my favorite wrestlers of all time go at it.
All right.
The only thing that concerns me about this match is I don't think it's going to get the time it needs.
No.
I think this is going to be one when we talk about in the pro show. It's going to be, why didn't they bump one of those terrible matches and give that 5 minutes to this match? I think this gets 10 to 15. It should get 15 to 25.
I was going to say 13 is what I was thinking.
So. Yeah.
It should be 25. Yeah, it should be 25 minutes curtain to curtain, 5 minutes for the promo and the entrances, and 20 minute match. And it's not going to. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a 13 minute match. And we're going to be like, what? That's it?
It'll be the best match probably on the card.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Just too short. We'll want more.
I don't know about that. I think the IC title ladder match is going to be the match of the night. So in that, what do you think, Doug? What do you think? Who's going to win this one, I guess?
My pick for this one is going to be that KO retains.
All right. Crazy Bumps. Who do you think is going to have him?
Zack Ryder's going to go. He's going to be out with injury for the next year.
Broken face.
I'm really afraid. I would love to see a push for Stardust, but he's done for the year too now.
So you don't think Ziggler's going to do something crazy?
I think Ziggler will do something crazy, but I think it'll be too like Stardust or too Zack Ryder, and it's going to kill them.
All right. All right. Roger, what are your thoughts on this match?
I agree with Doug. I think Owens wins. I think he's my favorite. I'd probably put his odds at like 60 over 100. I think Sin Cara probably goes through the ladder again, even though this is Sin Hunico. I think Zack Ryder is going to take a nasty spot through a table. I think Stardust. I think those three were only added just to take vicious spots. Yeah. I think it's basically a 4-man match. You can probably rule out Miz winning because you usually don't have a heel take it from a heel. I don't think Ziggler wins because it's Ziggler. I think Sami Zayn is still too early for him. So I think it's Owens' match to lose.
I'd agree. I don't think that it's a good spot for Sami Zayn to take it. The only thing I could see potentially happening, I'm picking Kevin Owens, by the way, but the only thing I could see potentially happen is a Ziggler or a Miz winning the title. So that way Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn could continue their feud and have it not be for the title if they don't want to have Sami take it too early. That's the only thing I could see, but I would agree. I'd give like Owens probably a 50-60, you know, percent chance. And then like Miz, Ziggler, and Sammy, probably all 10s, you know, 10%.
I'd love Sammy a little higher since he's been pushed as the main base of this, like 20%.
I would say 70, Kevin, 20, Zayn, and 10% for the rest of the field. So on this one, I do want Kevin Owens to win, and I do believe that KO will win here. So
Doug, do we see a package pile driver from Owens in this?
I want to, but I just don't think it's going to come.
Andy?
I'm going to say it right now. It's going to come. Sami Zayn will take it because he can take it because El Generico took so many of those. And if I'm correct, I think Generico took one off the top rope as well.
Well, he took one on a ladder, which was one of the craziest spots I've ever seen.
Was it a ladder war?
It was a final battle. Mm. And the ladder, they had it parallel to the ground. And it's actually a pretty safe spot for the most part. I mean, of course, a lot of things could go wrong, but, you know, his head is protected. But he still did a package pile driver on a ladder, you know, like all the way to the ground. And it was like, wow, it was the craziest spot I think I've ever seen in Ring of Honor.
I don't think he'll do it. And I don't want him to do it, with the reason being as I want that to be debuted in a big match feel. Like, I want him to be in a fight with Roman Reigns for the title and he cannot beat him. And then he busts out the package pile driver. Like, if someone were just like, holy, and so like he just knocks him out cold. That's way doing a ladder match would be like kind of a waste. You don't need to do that against these guys. Do it against a Cena, a Reigns, a Hunter, or do it against Brock Lesnar. Like, I had to try to kill him.
Well, yeah, but if he does it in this match, I think the crowd will go nuts. They'll be like, a pile driver? I've never seen a pile driver like that.
Yeah, but they'll go nuts if he just powerbumps someone through a ladder too.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see him not doing it. If it wasn't a ladder match, if it was just a singles match like him versus Sami Zayn, I think then it would be more likely. But yeah, I'd agree. I don't know if we'll see it though. Now, Andy, your favorite tag team of all time, the League of Nations, is taking on the New Day. Who do you have in this one?
I can't stand the League of Nations. I was told today that I'm supposed to get one of those unicorn horns for my daughter. So in this case, I'm going to have to stay. I believe the New Day will win because they're going to come out in a unicorn. They're going to fly out in unicorn. They're going to be on a unicorn. It's going to be hilarious. So, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I can't wait to see him come out on the unicorn. I told my wife about it, and she just absolutely just completely busted down laughing. So I can't wait to get my unicorn horn there and celebrate a New Day win.
The League of Booty will not win this match. My only curiosity is, are they going to come out on horses dressed as unicorns, or come out some ridiculously large pageant float, which I think would be ridiculous.
I think it's going to be the pageant.
I want to see them come out on people that are in a unicorn costume.
Oh, my. Okay, you know what? I want to see that more now. I want them to be like the Easter Bunny costume that Justin Gabriel was in.
Yeah.
Like a huge unicorn that like people are powering.
The Trojan horse of unicorns.
And then have like the divas from NXT bring it out just like they did for Hunter a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, New Day's going over in this one. League of Booty. I mean, honestly, I think curtain to curtain, probably 10 minutes for this match, I would guess. You know, I think New Day is going to pretty much stomp them.
Who eats the fall?
You know, Barrett is the
Wade Barrett.
He's the easiest one, but I bet that they kind of throw maybe a small curve and maybe have it be like Del Rio would be my
guess. I think Rusev, there's no way he takes it.
No, I don't think he should.
And Sheamus is a former champion.
Yeah, but he's
fallen again.
Yeah.
I just think Wade, because he's leaving the company.
Wade needs it too.
Wade would be the most obvious choice. If I'm putting money down, I'd say Wade. But like, I'm gonna say Del Rio for some reason.
And do we say Kofi or Big E pins him?
Or Big E?
Big E.
Yeah, Big E.
Xavier.
Oh, I would love Xavier to pin him so badly.
Oh,
that's the one swerve of the match is that Xavier actually gets the win by getting like he'll get the elbow, but he'll fall weird on Wade and get the pin.
Oh, yeah, that could happen, definitely. Now, the next match we're going to talk about is Charlotte versus Becky versus Sasha. Doug, what are your thoughts on this one?
I'm going to go with this is going to be Sasha's moment. They're going to give her the title. I just think it's the correct move right now is to give Sasha the title. And I think it's going to be Becky that takes the pin or submission.
Ah, so then you can continue the feud with Charlotte.
Yep.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, you gotta give it to Sasha. I think that this is her moment to shine. I don't see Charlotte walking away with the title. I think that'd be a big mistake too. I think that Charlotte walking away with the title, the only thing it would do is maybe have a little bit more hatred towards her. But Sasha winning it, you would just have so much fanfare. Even Becky winning it, you know, would be I think a bigger swerve. You know, because she never held the NXT women's title. So this could be like her moment. This would be such a big deal. But I think Sasha, you know, I'd do like a 50-30-20 is what I would say for, you know, chances of winning.
All right. Roger, what are your thoughts?
I actually think Charlotte will retain. I think Becky was purely put in this match to eat the pinfall. I think Sasha is the future of the division as far as the face. But I think you want that win to be one-on-one. So to me, I think you stretch this feud out to Money in the Bank. You let Becky eat the pin. You let Charlotte get a cheap victory again at like Payback or Extreme Rules or one of those two. And then finally, when they have their one-on-one match, let them go in a nice 20-minute classic because they won't get the necessary time at WrestleMania. Let them get the time at like a Money in the Bank or a Payback or something like that. Let them go 15 minutes. Let Sasha beat her clean. And then, you know, that's how you start the reign. So I think Charlotte walks out. I think she'll steal the pinfall from Sasha. Like Becky will be out, throw Sasha out, jump on top. It'll be like a cheap win, but I think Charlotte walks out.
I'm going to say close, but I'm going to say that Becky throws Sasha off Charlotte for the win. I think Becky Lynch will win.
Wow.
I want to throw one.
It's the biggest swerve that you could have, I think.
One other possibility I kind of would like to see is a double submission where she goes into the figure eight and then Sasha puts in her bank statement on Becky and you get the submission.
But then technically Charlotte retains.
Yeah.
She'll have the belt, but then you still have Sasha getting a technically.
That's interesting. Yeah. So she'd lose. It'd be a draw based on a double tap.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like something WWE would do.
That sounds like something for the submission sorority.
All right. So let's talk Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. Roger, what are your thoughts?
Lesnar's going to kill him. I don't think there's any question in my mind Lesnar wins this match. I think Ambrose is going to bust out some cool spots. I definitely think he's going to – I think he's the Mick Foley of this match, kind of like with Edge. I don't think there's any question that Foley was going to lose, but I think it's about what spots he's going to take and what spots he's going to pull off. This is a street fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is going to be the one that goes onto the set, backstage. Like, they're going to have some props, because otherwise, booking wise, Ambrose versus Lesnar in the ring is a destruction, right? Like, Lesnar kills him. So, you know, I think we're going to see some crazy spots here. My one hesitation is that Taker Shane also is going to have crazy spots. So how much are they going to let Ambrose do without taking away the focus from what Shane's about to do? So I'm a little worried about this match. I think Lesnar's going to win. There might be blood since Brock bleeds in a lot of the matches, but I think this match might disappoint.
I actually think it will disappoint, but I believe that they're going to lower the Hell in the Cell at some point, and then Lesnar will have him in there, and I think somehow Ambrose gets a win. I can't believe I'm saying that, but I believe that. Doug?
I'm actually, you know what, like, since Andy picked Ambrose, I think I should go against him, because he's normally wrong. But no, I agree with Andy. I'm picking Ambrose, and I think the main reason why, and I totally get what you're saying, Roger, but I think that WWE, and I actually read some stuff today that kind of made me really shaky on which
article.
Yeah, which said that they don't really have a whole lot of faith in Ambrose, and that made me go, I don't know. But I think this would be a good opportunity here, because Ambrose in a one-on-one match is not going to beat Lesnar. This is one-on-one. I'm not picking him. You know, the only way I might pick him is if it was maybe a tables, you know, like that's the only potential way, you know. But with the street fight, you have so much that you could say Lesnar couldn't take anymore. He got hit with all these chairs. He got hit with all these kendo sticks. You know, he got hit with this chainsaw, apparently, that they're going to use. You know, he got all this stuff that happened to him. And so that's why I'm picking Ambrose for this. I don't feel good about it, but that's who I'm going to pick.
Wow.
Doug, what do you got on this one?
Oh, I hate that you both picked Ambrose, because I think I'm about 55-45 that Ambrose is going to win. And it's only because of the street fight aspect. You know, I love Lesnar, and it should absolutely be Lesnar. But I think that they're going to let Ambrose win this one and let Lesnar walk away for a little bit and be more like, I don't know if he's really set up for the next pay-per-view or not, or we probably won't even see Lesnar again until SummerSlam.
But that's actually really good about this, because with Lesnar and Ambrose, you know, Doug, like you said, 55-45. I'm probably about the same. Andy, I don't know if you are too or not, but maybe even 60-40. Like, Roger, what about you? What are you like? You obviously picked Lesnar, but are you like 70%? Like
95-5.
Really?
Wow. Look at the way Ambrose has been booked for the past year without talking about anything of the match stipulations. Who has Dean Ambrose beat? Kevin Owens twice. Mm-hmm.
He has a win over Bray.
Does he? I think he lost that feud entirely. I think he got swept.
I think he has one.
Maybe he got a roll-up, but he lost the feud.
Yeah, he lost the feud.
Brock Lesnar is the most dominantly booked superstar in 10 years. For Ambrose to get this win would say, we believe in you as the top guy. And here's the other reason why I don't think that happens. If he beat Lesnar, what do we talk about at coming out of WrestleMania? Roman winning the title, or that Lesnar got beat by Ambrose? I don't have faith in the WWE doing anything to take the focus off of Roman Reigns' crowning victory.
Well, that also depends on whether or not you picked Roman Reigns as the winner.
Fair enough. So.
But here's the thing I have with this. When I say that Ambrose gets into lower Hell in the Cell, I think the Wyatts then come out. And that's why I think that Ambrose will win. Because I think the Wyatts will come out and beat the crap out of Lesnar. And then he gets the easy 1-2-3 because of it. And then from there on, you have Extreme Rules. You have the Wyatts take on Brock Lesnar, and then Brock Lesnar leaves for a while and then comes back at SummerSlam.
That sounds so like contrived that it'll probably happen.
That's also kind of heelish for Ambrose to get the win that way too.
It would be.
Not that, I mean, it doesn't fit his character. That would just be I guess they've been having a three-way feud.
Yeah.
I also feel if they lower Hell in a Cell, that is Undertaker's match, and Lesnar convincingly kicked the crap out of him. So you're telling me that Ambrose can do what Undertaker couldn't do in the Son of SL?
But if you have the Wyatts there too, I mean, you know,
the maybe, Wyatt jobbers, like we like Bray, but again, who have they beat of relevance in the last year? I don't even think they got a win.
Ambrose.
SL doesn't even like circular references. You see where we're going with this?
All right, so the next match, let's talk about Hell in the Cell. We have Undertaker versus Shane McMahon. It's for control of the WWE and Basically, if Taker loses, he's done. But then we already debunked that. But anyways, this is the match I want to see. I love Shane McMahon. I like just watching him wrestle, does the crazy bumps. I'm going to say it right now. He does a crazy bump off the Hell in the Cell. But on this case, as much as I want to say Taker wins, I think Shane McMahon will win this. And maybe it's just a gut feeling, but maybe I should pick Undertaker. But in this case, I think Taker will somehow lose. And then Shane will win. And then because Shane wins, then, you know, we already know how what's going to happen at Raw. So, Doug, what are your thoughts on this?
I will pick Shane to win. And I think it's mostly because Taker's going to do something, or Vince will do something to really PO Taker to lay down for Shane.
All right, Roger.
This is the hardest match for me to call. Like, I Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I go back and forth. I can see Shane winning and see Taker winning. I think I could see Shane winning, but I don't see Taker losing, if that makes sense. I think Vince will insert himself into the match. I think he's going to call himself, like, I was the one who created the Undertaker, so therefore I'm just as good as the Undertaker, and Shane will pin it. Because to me, I don't see either one of them losing this match. I don't think Taker's gone. I don't think you bring Shane back to just lose. I don't see Shane going over Undertaker, though. Like, that's
the weird thing to say, like, because the 21-1 whole thing, you know, 22-1 now, the reason why that was so special is because it's only one person, you know, that is a title, basically, that only one person is ever able to hold.
And the people who've challenged for this are a who's who of Edge, Batista, Hunter, Orton, Flair. Shane, Flair, or not Sean. If Shane does this, he has now elevated himself over basically your Hall of Fame. Does that really make sense for a guy who hasn't wrestled in 7 years? Who's not even really in Taker's league when you think physically, accomplishments, like something about this seems like there has to be something else that we're missing.
Yeah.
What do you think of the possibility of the Hall of Famers coming back? The people that have lost to Undertaker at WrestleMania, all making appearances and doing their big move to the Undertaker and letting Shane get the win.
So we have Giant Gonzalez come back from the grave.
Yes.
And Big Boss Man come back from
the grave. I said the Hall of Famers. I mean, let's.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know if Snuka's
going to be there. I don't think he will either.
HBK does the, you know, switch in music.
So are you picking Shane then?
Yeah, I guess I am. I don't really know, to be honest. Like I said, I vacillate on this 50-50, but yeah, put a gun to my head. I guess Shane wins, but Taker doesn't lose.
So later in the week when we speak with you, it's going to be the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, both scenarios I could see moving forward. I could see Taker winning this match and, you know, giving Shane a standing ovation for his crazy spot that backfired. He jumped off the cell and missed because, you know, that's Shane. And they said he's only here part-time. They didn't say he was back full-time. So, and I just think with the lore of the WWE and The Undertaker, if he loses this, you've devalued Brock Lesnar. You've devalued Shawn and Hunter and all those guys who basically put their careers on the line to do something that the owners like. It's just, you know, something doesn't seem right about this to me.
Yeah. Well, the whole storyline just seems a little contrived. As I had said last week about Shane McMahon, you know, Vince said if Undertaker loses, then this will be his last WrestleMania. Well, if Undertaker loses, then Shane McMahon controls WWE. How can Vince enforce his rule, right?
Well, I guess it would be Shane, right? You got beat by Shane McMahon, so you're done.
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing. And obviously, that, like I said, not my independent thought. That was from the Squared Circle, you know, totally cop to that. I'm picking Shane. Gun to my head, I'm picking Shane. But, yeah, I totally echo Roger's thoughts. I assume that, Doug and Andy, you guys are the same way. You know, this is the toughest one to pick. You know, I would say 55-45 for this, you know, like Shane Taker, 55-45. Because it is so special to beat The Undertaker. You know, but then again, you know, like Doug said, that's what I kind of think is going to happen is that Taker is going to say, you know what, Vince, screw you. I'm going to just lay down then.
What if he walks out? That's my question really about this. Like, what if he says, screw you? I don't work for you. I'm not your little boy. I'm going to choke slam your son and just I'm out of here.
Oh, double DQ, basically.
We're not even double DQ. Yeah. It's just
one guy doesn't win. No one wins, but yeah.
Or no contest. I'm sorry.
No contest. Yeah. Like, I'm just not going to do this.
You know what? I'm changing my pick. No contest. That's what I'm changing my pick to. I think
that Hell in a Cell.
And a Hell in a Cell because it's WWE. Oh, because it's WWE. No contest.
Can I change my pick to Shane, but not over Taker. Because I want to be clear, he pins Vince, so I want to make it clear that I called that.
Well, Doug did too. So
yeah,
Shane over Vince. Yeah. That's what specifically I want.
Yeah,
I don't. You know this. The whole thing with this, when they set it up, and I know why they did, because of the injuries, you know, no Seth, no Orton, no Cena, you know, they had to do something big, and this got us all excited. The more I thought about it, though, this really just didn't make sense. Like, why didn't Taker just tell Vince to, you know, go away? Like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
He's never really been shown to be a puppet since the corporate ministry days, so he would just be like, I'm not fighting him. Like, you know, it was considered an honor, and you had to accept this match. Now Vince can be like, you got to fight Shane. He's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Next.
So no contest. Right. Put it on the board.
All right. So let's move to what's considered the main event. So I'll say that in quotes. But we have Triple H and Roman Reigns going for the WWE title. All right, Doug. Who do you have in this one?
I don't know if I'll see a winner on this one. I might be getting a beer. No, Roman Reigns.
We, because this is going to, we have to beat the Chicago crowd for the most venom chanted at a face in a main event.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I think Roman Reigns is, it's, I hate saying it, he's going to win.
But is someone going to help him win?
Yeah. I think somebody's going to have to help him win. Like I said, with the Taker spot, this could be where, I don't know if they, have they announced Shawn Michaels as the guest referee?
No, I don't think they're able to do that.
Gonna be,
I know that
there,
they rumored
he's not
it, but
a referee, though that would have been interesting dynamic throw in there.
Because I think that would have been a really cool turn or something like that, where you think, oh, you know, HBK is going to help Triple H win, and then all of a sudden he chin music's Triple H. And I think The Rock helps Roman Reigns win this one. This is where The Rock will have his spot.
All right.
Do you think Rock will agree to that?
All right, Aaron, what do you have?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you got to pick Roman Reigns, unfortunately. I expect a clean win here. The only kind of small thing that I think I had said, I don't know if I said on air, is that, you know, maybe we see the Shield reform. Maybe we see Seth Rollins come back and he helps Roman Reigns out to try to get, you know, some sort of, you know, some face momentum towards Roman Reigns. Cause I think that the crowd is going to just crap all over this match. I think that Roman Reigns is going to get crapped on. You know, I think that this is going to be one of the worst received main events in wrestling history, in WrestleMania history, I should say. This might go up there, in terms of the Hulk Hogan Yokozuna main event that he inserted himself into. That's what I kind of see with this. Because of the crowd, not necessarily because of the quality of the match is probably going to be fine. It'll probably be a 3-star match, you know, maybe even 2.5. It'll be a totally passable match, but main event wise, the crowd is going to be all over this. But I'm picking Roman Reigns.
Roger, what do you have?
I think I mentioned this on a previous show about how things in WWE tend to go in 10-year patterns. You know, WrestleMania X was Bret Hart in a triple threat, basically. Then we had He Who Shall Not Be Named at WrestleMania 20 in a triple threat, Daniel Bryan at a triple threat. 10 years ago, John Cena faced Triple H in the main event. John Cena, I think, was the face in that match, but the crowd was completely 100% Triple H. I think we're going to have a repeat of that match. I think Hunter is going to be the clear face. Everyone's going to be cheering for him. He'll probably throw some crotch chops. He's probably going to end up working the face style. I could see Roman Reigns actually working heel here and being the dominant victor. I mean, he's going to win. I am 99.99999%. The only reason I don't say 100 is that it is Triple H, and I could see a scenario where Hunter finds a way to walk out and then they win it at payback. He's done it before. But they have built this up for 2 years. This is the only way this doesn't happen if Seth Rollins returns and had money in the bank again. So if I could pick Seth Rollins, I'd pick Seth Rollins. Other than that, I'd take Roman Reigns, and I think he wins two Superman punches and two spears.
Here's my issue. I believe that this match will be determined by something that happens at TakeOver. Because it's hard for me to explain, but I believe that if Finn Balor loses, Finn Balor does join the main roster and forms the Baylor Club, and they come out and cost Roman Reigns the title. And then Triple H wins. That's only if he was to lose, though.
I don't think Vince would ever allow that, though.
I saw something, somebody posted, you know, obviously some fanfic about it, and basically what the analysis was. So, Andy, sounds like there are other people that kind of share your opinion. They were saying that Finn would come out, and actually they were saying it would, they would attack Shane. It, or then somebody said, oh, what if actually they come to join Shane to attack Taker? Mm-hmm. You know, and so sounds like you're in kind of a some good company there, Andy. That could happen. Maybe Triple H says, you know what, Authority, we have our perks. Finn comes out with Anderson and Gallows, and maybe even AJ. I don't know. Like, maybe they, you know, AJ doesn't need to, but if you have the trio, even you could go that route. Then you have something pretty exciting going into the Raw after Mania, and actually something exciting going into the summer. You know, because that's, WWE needs something really exciting right now, because to be frank, after WrestleMania, not a lot going on until Money in the Bank, and even then, not going on until SummerSlam. So
I do have one theory that I could see happening, and it's kind of like what happened in 17. Let's say Shane wins. I think we're all in agreement that Shane will win, or it'll be a no contest. To go back to Andy's ridiculous theory that I thought at one point about women turning heel, what if you did a weird switch where Roman joined Shane, but Shane made the heel turn?
So, but how does Shane turn heel? He turns...
So he has to do something to screw Taker. Mm-hmm. There has to be something either... It wouldn't be the Balor Club, because we all like that and cheer that. He would have to do something very underhanded to basically win by count out or something. You know, I don't know how you would do it, because Undertaker's a face, so you could do it some way, somehow.
Oh, you know what? Remember when the Wyatts attacked Taker and took him away?
Yeah.
What if, I mean, you know, going on your theory, what if the Wyatts came out to help Shane?
Exactly. So something where, like, you know, the Wyatts come out and say, okay, Shane is now the guy. And now Shane comes out and says, I want to make sure that not only are you gone, Hunter, I want to make sure my sister's gone. And I've basically been working with Roman the entire time to make a hostile takeover. And so now Roman Reigns is your corporate heel champion, with Shane McMahon as the new face of WWE. And now you could have Rollins come back as a massive babyface. Ambrose would be a massive babyface and just fighting against Roman, who turned his back and joined Shane. Vince could come back as a babyface down the road. That would be interesting in the summertime.
That actually would be.
I mean, to see a heel Shane with a heel Roman.
That would be a little interesting. Well, this is why we should write for WWE. I mean, at least we could throw out ideas for
yeah.
And shoot down.
It makes look strong. So it does fit the criteria that the main event needs.
Yeah.
The sad thing is they're probably going to listen to the show and be like, oh, you know what? They have a good point.
So we have to put this out tonight, Andy. This show needs to come out tonight.
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
If I see Shane walking down the aisle at any point in time during the main event, I'm going to go nuts. You're going to be able to hear me over 100,000 people, because I'm going to hit a pitch that I didn't know I had. I saw this on Monday! And they're going to be looking at me like I'm crazy.
But
so, Andy,
in this case,
is your pick Roman Reigns?
Nope, it's Triple H.
Really? Okay.
I'm gonna
go against the grain.
What's out of the 100? What's the odds you're saying?
I think Triple H is 55-45.
You're saying he's the favorite?
I think he's the favorite. And I believe that it's because for some reason, I think that with the Balor Club, I believe that it all depends on what happens on Friday. If Finn wins, then this will not happen. But if that's the thing. So in this case, I got to go with Triple H, because I believe that Finn will drop the title at TakeOver, and then that's what will end up happening. That's what I believe.
So if in your scenario, does the Balor Club turn heel?
In this case, they would have to be the heels, because I believe that the Balor Club would be a part of the Authority. And I think that they need someone, they need another faction, because the League of Nations, let's put it this way, it's a joke. The only faction out there that's good is the New Day. You bring in the Balor Club because they've been at the Performance Center. Why not do it? I don't think that you do it on NXT TV. I think you would do this at WrestleMania. It would be huge if Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows comes out.
Doc Gallows.
Yeah, my bad. And then, you know, have basically the Balor Club come out. If the crowd's going to go nuts. I don't think AJ should join at this time. I think then this could turn into AJ saying, hey, am I going to join? And then say you guys turn on me, blah, blah, blah. Then that could start a feud. But I believe that some way, somehow, I think the Balor Club will be inserted into this.
You know, Andy, there's one flaw in your theory, though.
OK, what's that?
For the Balor Club to join the Authority, that means the Authority would have to still be around. And you had Shane beating Taker, which means no more Authority.
No, that's true.
So one of those two things can't happen.
Busted.
Got him.
Gosh, you busted my theory. This is why it would be hard to write for the WWE.
You didn't eat your burritos this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. I'll tell you what, you know what? I'll still say that Triple H wins. I think that Roman Reigns, I think that they've been giving it to him, and I think what will happen, and we're going to hear about it later on, is that originally Vince said, yes, Roman Reigns, you're going to win, and then at the last second, he says, Trips, no, you're going to win. Pedigree, 1, 2, 3.
2 years. God, his dad is going to throw a fit this year if that happens. They're going to fight everywhere. They're going to fight all 100,000 of us.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So, before we get into anything else, let's thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script that solves with a free zip builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure if you go to the Section 86 webpage, if you haven't been there yet, at the top, there's going to be a banner. And they keep putting out awesome deals on t-shirts as low as $15. Or if you spend $70, it'll get you $10 off your order. Just great things up there. So anyway, so Aaron, what are your expectations this year for WrestleMania?
Well, they're definitely different because we're going, not just because I'm going, but because I'm going with a good group of guys who love wrestling, who really know it inside and out. And this is going to be probably one of the greatest, like probably top five experiences of my life, I would say. Like, honestly, like, you know, it's like wedding, birth of first, birth of second, eating that really great cookie, and then probably WrestleMania is what
Where's Daniel Bryan falling?
Daniel Bryan is probably the six. This is gonna be a really great experience, so I cannot wait to go. But you know, the card itself isn't that bad. You know, we're probably gonna look back on this and say, you know what, the card was not that good of a card. But given what they had, they've done a good job with everything that has been thrown their way. You know, like, who thought John Cena was going to be injured? You know, I mean, that was such a like, whoa, you know, because there were talks about John Cena versus Reigns or John Cena versus Taker. You know, there's a lot of different things that we could have seen, but unfortunately injuries happen. And, you know, we're missing a number of people, but I mean, it's with what's available, it's a good card. And I'm actually really excited for it. I like expectations. This is probably going to be like an 8 out of 10. Is what my expectations are. I think that they are going to have to do some really good stuff. And, you know, if Roman Reigns wins and goes away the face, which I think is going to happen, that might lower it to a 7. But, like immediately, like him walking away as a face, like that lowers it 1 point no matter what. But the rest of the card, it's a good undercard. AJ versus Y2J, a good ladder match, a good, tag match. You have the New Day obviously going to win, but we get to see a really great performance with them. So I actually have pretty high expectations for this.
All right, Doug, what are your expectations for this year's WrestleMania?
I think just going back to what Aaron said, the fact that the experience itself, I think, is going to be phenomenal. I'm going to love it. Kind of like how I went to Survivor Series and I sat the third row back. I think I enjoyed Survivor Series a lot more than other people did because I was there and it was exciting. I had a friend with me, and to sit that close is just I couldn't get over the experience. So the WrestleMania experience, I think, is going to be phenomenal. The pay-per-view itself, when we go back and rewatch it a couple years down the line, I do like the undercard. I'm really excited for AJ versus Y2J. I think it'd be more exciting if this was the first time they were fighting, not the fourth. The IC title ladder match, I think, is going to be really good. I think the women's or the diva match will be phenomenal between Becky, Sasha, and Charlotte. But I don't know. It WrestleManias are built on their main events. And the main event being Roman Reigns versus Triple H, I think, is going to just depress me enough to probably call this one I'm looking more at the 4 or 5 range.
Ooh. Wow. All right. Roger, your thoughts.
I think I'm going to remember this WrestleMania as what could have been. just because it's been so crippled by injury. Seth Rollins being the biggest one. Like, this should have been his crowning achievement as a heel, in my opinion. He should have been in the main event instead of Hunter. The torn ACL, nothing he could have done, no one's fault. But I think there's a lot of matches, you know, Cena Taker instead of Shane Taker would have been interesting. Rollins versus Reigns, or even the triple threat that they talked about, you know, Orton versus Lesnar, maybe for the first time. There's a lot of guys who I wish were here who weren't. And, but like Aaron said, it's a good card for what they have, but it's still, it's, I just keep thinking of what it should have been as opposed to what we're getting. For me personally, this is my third time and it's got high expectations to live up to. 19 is top three WrestleManias of all time, by almost everyone's opinion. WrestleMania 24 is in my top three as well. Edge Taker is one of my favorite main events ever. Sean Flair was great. So, no, this one, Shane Taker is going to have to steal the show. I don't think Reigns versus Hunter is going to be memorable outside of the crowd. I think the match will be 2.5 to 3 stars. Even the undercard to me, you know, AJ Jericho, if this were the first match, I'd really be excited about this. But like Doug said, this is match four. Or to me, I don't know why you just didn't put them in the ladder match. I get rid of the three jobbers and put AJ and Jericho. And now you've got six men in the ladder match who I care about. Give them that extra 5-10 minutes and let it be a 20-minute classic.
Yeah,
there's too many matches on here that don't feel WrestleMania worthy. That's the one thing I have is Ryback versus Kalisto is a Raw match. The Divas match is a main event match. And by main event, I mean the TV show main event. You know, Dudley's versus Usos is a generic SmackDown match. Like, why are these matches at WrestleMania when there should be really, you know, Jericho versus AJ doesn't feel like a WrestleMania match. It's been done before. So I think this, you know, I think the experience is going to bump it up to 6 or 7. I think looking back, this will be a 5. You know, this will be closer to 27 than it will be 31. But I will say this. Last year, I was very down on what I thought WrestleMania would be. And I came out of that with, that was a much better card than I expected. Seth Rollins had a lot to do with it, but it still delivered. So maybe they can deliver again.
I don't think you can top, you know, last year's with Seth Rollins coming out as the champion. That was something that I never expected. And even everyone who was watching it with me were like, what? Never thought that would happen. So,
but we didn't think anything would top Daniel Bryan walking out of the main event as the champion. Like we all said, like that's the moment we waited for 4 years. How are you going to beat that?
Yeah, well, not only that, but also the fact that we were going into this going, oh, God, Roman Reigns. You know, we were so down on it that we were kind of expecting almost Miz Cena level of a main event that when Rollins came out, it like that bumped it up like 2 points, I would say. Like, you know, probably going into it, we were expecting like a 4 out of 10, and it probably was like a 6 out of 10 after seeing Rollins cash it.
Plus, you know? Brock just kicked the crap. Like, we did not expect Brock to basically dominate Reigns.
One more
Reigns.
Point for that, you know?
I mean, what, 13 suplexes? Like, we enjoyed that match, which I expected to be really boring and Roman to be too dominant. And I was like, wow, a good match. Maybe it's because we like seeing Roman get destroyed, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'd watch that again this year.
I would too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, not just because we're going, but I think the whole experience of basically not just WrestleMania, but Access and TakeOver and Raw and Hall of Fame. But I think overall, I think it's just going to be a great experience. But right now, I'm thinking that it's going to be more like a 7 out of 10. And if Reigns loses, which is what I hope, I think he'd go as high as a 9 out of 10 right now, just because there's 11 matches. I mean, and even though 2 on pre-show, there really should be 3 on the pre-show. Take that the crappy Divas match and put it on there, but I believe this will actually follow Hell in the Cell, and then it'll lead to your main event because this will be a throwaway match because that no one gives a
cool
crap
down match.
Yeah, because it's like, oh man, that was so great. Let's all leave and go get beers and come back. It's really, really what I'm thinking. But overall, I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, we're going to be there, so and it's less than a week away that we're going to be at WrestleMania at AT&T Stadium. We get to see that big, big TV. So it's going to be.
I can't wait. I really cannot wait. I think that this is going to be like really a once in a lifetime experience. I mean, going to AT&T Stadium in general is going to be pretty fantastic. And I mean, we've been talking about potentially doing this for a year. Doug, I remember you mentioning it to me and then I was like, you know what? I say we do it. And mentioned it to Roger.
Did it last year.
Yeah, we almost did it last year even. You know, I mean, I mentioned it to Roger and obviously to Andy. And, you know, we decided, you know, yeah, let's do this. You know, we get to end the show on episode 316. And I think it's a great time to do it. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. Being there definitely bumps it up a point or two, you know, so it's
going
to be good.
I think NXT going on also helps a lot. Like knowing that we're going to see no matter what a classic pay-per-view, even if Mania was terrible, I got to see Joe versus Balor. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that too. And also make sure you check out everything, our Twitter and Instagram accounts, OffTheMark86. I will be posting as many pictures as possible, and the guys also will be doing that as well. So make sure you check it out. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting any of the podcasts. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn, Roger Cave, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you at WrestleMania.